Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 15.
Hi.
上一讲，我们学习了怎样形容物体的长短、宽窄、高矮、深浅。比如，你想知道南京长江大桥的长度。
The Nanjing Bridge. Ah, yes.The Nanjing Bridge is 6,800 meters long.
John 和上回一样，还是翻他那本《世界著名大桥参考书》，查到了南京长江大桥的长度。上一回，他是先查悉尼港大桥的长度。
How long is the Sydney Harbour Bridge, John?
Let's see what my book says.1,100 meters long, in round figures.
那本书说，悉尼港大桥长1100米，这是个不算零头的整数。你也许注意到了 ，John 怎样说那本书属于自己
？My book. Let's see what my book says.
今天这一课。就是讲所有关系，怎样说有些东西属于你，有些东西属于别人。有的说法你也许已经学过，比如这个词
，my。That's my bike.
Your. Is that your bike, Barbara?
His.Is that his bike?
Or her bike?
Ah.
Oh, that's our cat.
There.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
That's their car.
这些词还可以用在别的场合。
My father.
Your country.
His friend.
Their school.
John Warnock.
That's my name.
Barbara Frawley.
And that's mine.
请注意 ，Barbara 和 John 用的词不一样。John 说
，That's my name.
可是 Barbara 却说
，That's mine.
他的意思当然也是
，That's my name.
由此可见，某个事物前面已经提到过，以后再提的时候，用的词可以不一样。比如
，my name
变成了
mine。
John Warnock。
That's my name。
Barbara Frawley。
And that's mine。
再举几个例子。
Is that your bike, Barbara?
No, it's yours.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Is that their car?
Yes, it's theirs.
下面请听几组对应的词，对应的说法。
My. Mine. It's my book. It's mine.
Your.Yours. It's your cat. It's yours.
Her. Hers. It's her basket. It's hers.
Our lunch. Ours. It's ours.
Their car. Theirs. It's theirs.
his. His calculator. It's his.
现在我们用上面这几组词做些练习，请你跟着 John 或 Barbara 说。
That's my bike. That's mine.
That's your bike. That's yours.
That's her bike. It's hers.
That's his calculator. It's his.
That's our cat.
It's ours.
Bye.
That's their car.
It's theirs.
好，下面听个小插曲，是两个孩子吵架。这种情况，许多做父母的大概都碰到过。以上所学的有些话呢，可能会出现。
Give it back! Give it back! It's mine!
一个星期天的下午，下着雨，孩子们没法出去玩，又坐不住，于是。
It's not yours, it's mine. Mom, it's not his, it's mine.
Stop it!
真吵得慌。哎，反正你一听就知道是怎么回事了。好，现在请跟着我们把对话里有的句子练习一遍。
It's not yours, it's mine.
Mom, it's not his.
两个孩子吵着闹着，妈妈来了。你听她怎么问书是谁的
？Give it back. It's my book. That's my book.
It's not. It's mine.
It's mine. Ow, Mom, she hit me.
I did not. He took my book.
It's not yours. It's mine.
Mom, it's not his. It's mine. Stop it.
Now, whose book is it?
It's mine. It's not your book, it's mine, mine. So give it back. Give it back.
刚才妈妈问
Whose book is it?
这本书是谁的
Whose book is it?
你注意到了吗 Barbara 在说这句话的时候和妈妈一样强调了
is
这个词，他这样说是因为不耐烦了，生气地说这本书到底是谁的。通常这句话这样说
Whose book is it?
你听出说这两句话的差别了吗？请再听一遍这两种说法
Whose book is it?
Whose book is it?
这是问书属于谁。句子里一个重要的词是
whose。whose。
再听一下这个问句，请跟着问
whose book is it? whose book is it?
如果在场的人都知道问的是什么东西，那就可以简单地问
Whose is it?
再听一遍，请跟着问
Whose is it?
如果问的东西是你刚发现的，可以问
Whose is this?
这是谁的？再听一遍，请跟着问
Whose is this?
刚才那两个孩子怎么不吵吵了？哦，玩上了，可是嘴里还在说你的我的呢。 让我们听听。
Your point.
这句话的意思是，你得分。哦，他俩玩起乒乓球来了，这倒是个好办法。下雨天在家里打打球，消磨消磨时间，可以不吵架，也不吵什么你的我的了。可是，这段插曲还没完呢，我们将接着听。先请你学这些词儿。
Your game.
这一局你赢了。
Your game. Your game.
Too light.
太轻。
Too light. Too light.
Heavier.
重一点儿，比较重。
Heavier. Heavier.
Whose serve is it?
谁发球？
Whose serve is it?
好，现在我们接着听这段插曲。
Ah! Oh, 21-16. Your game.
You are playing very well.
My bat's too light.
Try mine. It's heavier.
Okay. Oh, yes, yours is heavier than mine.
I'll try yours. Yes, it's lighter.
Another game?
Okay, whose serve is it?
It's mine. Ready?
好，下面请跟着我们把有些话练习一下。先说你得分。
Your point.
再说，这一局你赢了。
Your game.
再练习几个句子。
My bat's too light.
Try mine.
Yours is heavier than mine.
I'll try yours.
Whose serve is it?
现在我们接着听他们打乒乓球。这两个孩子，一个叫
Ben，
这是男孩的名字
Ben，
女孩的名字叫
Debbie
还提到了他的同学
Robin。
好，两个孩子正在打球，妈妈来了，手里拿了本儿童读物，问他们这是谁的书。让我们从头听一下。
Your point. Ah. Oh, 21-16. Your game.
You are playing very well.
My bat's too light.
Try mine. It's heavier.
Okay. Oh, yes, yours is heavier than mine.
I'll try yours. Yes, it's lighter.
Another game?
Okay. Whose serve is it?
It's mine. Ready?
Ah!
Ben! Debbie! Whose comic is this?
What's that, Mum?
Whose comic is this?
It's not mine.
Debbie, is it yours?
No.
Well, whose is it?
Oh, it's Robin's comic.
Robin?
Yes, it's Robin's.
在这段对话里，你又听到了一种说法，表示什么东西属于谁的。Debbie 说
It's Robin's comic.
意思是，这是罗宾的儿童读物。
It's Robin's comic. Robin's comic.It's Robin's comic.
在英语里，表示某种东西属于谁，可以在名称后面加个 s.
It's Robin's comic. It's Robin's. It's Robin's.
刚才 Barbara 把句子简化了，请跟着我们把这两种说法都练习一遍。
It's Robin's comic.
It's Robin's.
They're Robin's books.
That's my friend's house.
Put the flowers in my mother's room.
It's my friend's.
现在请你回答 Barbara 的问题，她提到的东西都是属于 John 的。
Whose bike's that?
这个问题你是怎么回答的？你也许是这么回答的
：It's John's. It's John's.
下面继续用同样的方式回答问题，提到的东西也都是属于 John 的。
Whose dog's that? It's John's.Whose calculator's that? It's John's.
再一个问题是问人的名字。
John Warnock.
Whose name's that? It's John's.
Barbara Frawley.
And whose name's that? It's Barbara's.
再听一下 Debbie 和她母亲的谈话，听听 Debbie 怎么提到她的同学 Robin。 英语的
friend
在这里可以用来指同学。 Debbie 在提到这个同学的时候用了一个习惯的说法。
Your point. Ah! Oh, 21-16. Your game.
You aren't playing very well.
My bat's too light.
Try mine. It's heavier.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yours is heavier than mine.
I'll try yours. Yes. It's lighter.
Another game?
Okay. Whose serve is it?
It's mine.Ready?
Ben! Debbie! Whose comic is this?
What's that, Mum?
Whose comic is this?
It's not mine.
Debbie, is it yours?
No.
Well, whose is it?
Oh, it's Robin's comic.
Robin?
Yes, it's Robin's. She's a friend of mine, from school.
Okay, I'll put it in your room, Debbie.
Right, Mum.
You'll serve, Debbie.
你注意到Debbie 是怎么提到她的同学的？
She's a friend of mine.
她是我的一个同学。
She's a friend of mine.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
She's a friend of mine.
请注意 ，Debbie 不说
She's my friend.
而是说
She's a friend of mine.
意思是 Robin 只是他的同学之一，比较一般，这样的同学不止一个。可见这两种说法意思有差别。第一种说法表示亲密关系，这两种说法是
She's my friend
和
She's a friend of mine。
好，再听一遍，请跟着说。
She's a friend of mine.
再举几个类似的例子。
A relative of mine.
我的亲戚之一，我的一个亲戚。顺便说一下，中文里本来没有我的什么之一这种说法，现在受了外语的影响，也有人用了。
A relative of mine.
A classmate of mine.
我的同班同学之一，我的一个同班同学。
A classmate of mine. A classmate of mine.
A colleague of mine.
我的同事之一，我的一个同事。
A colleague of mine. A colleague of mine.
这种说法也可以用在别人身上。
A friend of yours.
A relative of theirs.
A colleague of his.
请跟着我们练习几个句子。
He's a relative of mine.
She's a classmate of mine.
Is Barbara a friend of yours?
好，到现在为止，我们已经学了以下几种怎样说什么东西属于谁的说法。
That's my bike. It's mine.
Whose bag is this?
It's Robin's.
Debbie's a friend of Robin's.
除了这些说法以外，还有一种办法是用
belong to
这两个词，意思是属于。
It belongs to me.
这是属于我的，这是我的。
It belongs to me. It belongs to me.
如果用问句的形式呢，那就是
Who does it belong to?
意思是，这是属于谁的。这是谁的？请注意，口语里这个问句不用 whom， 用 who， 也就是不用 whom， 而用 who， 没有 m。
Who does it belong to？
再听一下，请跟着问和答。
Who does it belong to?
It belongs to me.
你记得刚才 Debbie 和她妈妈的对话吗？她妈妈问儿童读物是谁的，用的是
Whose comic is this?
她也可以用我们刚学过的这个动词。
Who does this comic belong to?
如果他用这个问法来代替原来的问句
Whose comic is this?
那么整个绘画会有什么变化呢？让我们听一听。
Ben, Debbie, who does this comic belong to?
What's that, Mum?
Who does this comic belong to?
It's not mine.
Debbie, is it yours?
No.
Well, who does it belong to?
Oh, it's Robin's.
Robin?
Yes, it belongs to Robin. She's a friend of mine, from school.
Okay, I'll put it in your room, Debbie.
Right, Mum.
You'll serve, Debbie.
再把这两种问法分别听一下，请跟着问。
Who do these books belong to?
Whose books are these?
回答的方法也有两种。
They belong to me.
They're mine.
好，我们再做几个练习。请你回答 Barbara 的问题，问的也是什么东西是谁的。请你这样回答。
It's John's.
好，第一个问题。
Who does that bike belong to? It's John's.
第二个。
Who does that calculator belong to? It's John's.
再回答下面的问题。
John Warnock.
Whose name's that? It's John's.
要说到人的名字，我们这里还有个谜语呢。John 和 Barbara 说了，让你猜。谜语的第一部分是
：It belongs to you. It's yours.
第二部分是
：But others use it more than you.
这句话的意思是，可是别人比你用得多。
But others use it more than you.
再听一遍整个谜语。
It belongs to you. It's yours. But others use it more than you.
请你回答 John 的问题。
What is it?
Your name.
对了，那就是你的名字。它虽然是你的名字，可是别人利用或叫这名字的次数比你多。这个谜语很容易，对吗？哦，这不是我们的乐曲吗？我们这个节目的开始曲吗？
Oh, they're playing our tune.
Nice. It's a favorite tune of mine.
哦，这是 John 喜欢的乐曲，我想这也是你喜欢的乐曲吧。好，关于所有关系，我们就学到这里。今天你听到的是第十五讲
，Our 15th program。
下一讲，我们要复习一下前几讲，特别是第九讲到第十五讲的内容。你呢，也许可以了解一下自己有了哪些进步。好。John 和 Barbara 要向你告别了。
John Warnock.
Bye.
Barbara Frawley.
Bye.
哦 ，John 的那只小狗也在跟你说再会呢。好，再会。